Exclusive. A potential crime identified related to President Trump's call with Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger. After all the controversy involving the phone call President Trump made to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in early January 2020, there may actually be a crime committed after all. President Trump lined up a call with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on January 2, 2021. President Trump had bucketloads of ballot and process issues identified in the state's 2020 election. Raffensperger certified the uncertifiable election of 2020 in Georgia for Joe Biden, giving Biden the win by 12,000 votes. However, there were up to a million potential ballot issues with hundreds of thousands of issues identified by multiple experts. President Trump hired an audit firm to audit the state's results after the election, and he and Georgia Senator and former Judge William T. Ligon found hundreds of thousands of issues with the election results that were ignored by Secretary of State Raffensperger. Read also. Mike Lindell reinvents what started it all. MyPillow 2.0 has new temperature regulating technology. Arrogant corruption. To this day, Georgia's Secretary of State Raffensperger ignores multiple issues identified by President Trump's auditor and Georgia State Senator and former Judge William Ligon from the 2020 election. President Trump made a call to Raffensperger on January 2, 2021, asking Raffensperger to look at some of the items that were uncovered by his auditor. There was plenty of evidence for a man of integrity to know that the election was uncertifiable. Instead of responding to President Trump's issues as promised during the call, Raffensperger and his team taped the call without announcing that it was being taped and shared pieces of the call with the Washington Post. Recently, the never-Trumper Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis, put together a grand jury to look into the call to see if there were any crimes committed related to the call. Unfortunately for Willis, the case ended up being a nothingburger. Willis brought in 75 witnesses over a 7-month period and found nothing. President Trump did nothing wrong. He had a duty to look into the uncertifiable results in Georgia and determine how best to address the results there. After all this time and money spent, it is odd that one question never was asked of any of the witnesses in the grand jury. Who taped the call of President Trump and was it legal? Georgia is a one-party consent state. This means that in Georgia, you are legally allowed to record a conversation if you are a contributor, or with prior consent from one of the involved parties. This would suggest that it was okay for Raffensperger and his team to secretly record the call with President Trump. However, Florida is a two-party consent state. Florida recording law stipulates that it is a two-party consent state. In Florida, it is a criminal offense to use any device to record communications, whether they're wire, oral, or electronic, without the consent of everyone taking part in the communication. Florida. Stat. Section 934.032(d). This means that in Florida you are not legally allowed to record a conversation you are taking part in unless all parties are in agreement. Why does this matter? Because there is reason to believe that Jordan Fuchs, Georgia's Deputy Secretary of State, who was on the call with President Trump, taped the call from Florida. Yesterday, on the Joe Hoft Show, Georgia's election integrity guru, Garland Favorito, from Voter GA shared that Fuchs is believed to have been in Florida when she taped the call with the president, and if so, that would likely be illegal. Starting at the 18:30 mark in the video below, Favorito discussed election integrity issues in Georgia. Favorito then discussed the recent political effort by Fannie Willis, a Soros-funded DA, and her grand jury. We all knew there was nothing suspicious about that phone call, nothing criminal. Everyone knew it from the very beginning, and yet, Fannie Willis chose to issue this political witch hunt. Trending. Breaking. Project Veritas board releases statement after removing James O'Keefe and losing over 100,000 followers. After the witch hunt ended up with nothing, the judge in the case and Willis's accomplice, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney, decided to release select information from the grand jury's testimonies in an unprecedented move, which is unheard of. They had nothing. Favorito then shares at the 32-20 mark this shocking revelation. Let me just add one more point to what you just said. But here's the other thing. There is one thing that is illegal about this call, and that was the recording of the call, which the evidence indicates down here was the recording was made by the Assistant Secretary of State Jordan Fuchs when she was in Florida. And that is, Florida is a two-way state and therefore recording of the call without notifying the parties. If you're recording from a two-way state, that is a violation of federal law. And that is one of the things that I believe Fannie Willis covered up and prevented the grand jury from knowing that information. And if you remember, it was generally accepted down here and in other circles that it was Jordan Fuchs who leaked the information to the Washington Post and distorted the story, and then the Washington Post had to backpedal about what it had previously written about that call. When asked about how he knew this, Favorito shares that, that's where she was, Florida, at the time of the call. Favorito shares that there are social media posts showing that she was in Florida at the time of the call on January 2, 2021. This could very well be a crime. Was sharing the recording obtained illegally also a crime? Listen to the entire interview below.